This is Kenneth Branch in the home of Dr. Frank Harnett. We are interviewing Dr. Harnett today. We want to talk to him about his life in the Depression 30s living in Long Beach. Dr. Harnett, would you begin by giving us a little background on yourself?
My family came here direct from Kent County, Ingham in 1889. And they came right to Long Beach, and they purchased a ranch, 5 acres, at 2481 Atlantic Avenue, which is just a block and a half from where we are right now. I was the youngest of 14 children, and was born here in 1897. We lived on this ranch, and I went to Burnett School, and it just became a two-room schoolhouse in 1903, and graduated there in 1911. Went to Pauley High when it was the first located where it is at the present time, 16th and Atlantic Avenue. Graduated there in 1915. I worked about a year because money was short in those days, and I finally went to Oregon State College in the winter of 1916. I left Oregon State College in 1918 to become a cadet in the Naval Reserve Flying Corps. I was sent to Seattle, Washington, and when the armistice was signed in December or November that year, I returned to Long Beach and was mustered out of the Navy at that time. I was with my brother in the Long Beach Building Company, which was organized in 1888, and worked with him for some 7 years, and ceased there because I'd become assistant manager, and that was the top so far as I was concerned. Then we had become interested in chiropractic. I then went to a chiropractic college. My wife went also, and graduated from there in 3 years, took the state board in San Francisco, and became a practicing chiropractor. In 3.5 years, I had a very fine practice, but during the last few months, I became concerned, irritated, and almost lost 2 places, both Rotarians, as I was, and decided to, in 29, when the Recreation Commission amendment was made to the city charter, which created the Recreation Commission and department, I went to that department and took charge of the area known as Recreation Park in 1929.
Let's see, well, this was in early 29, wasn't it, about May?
June.
Well, then this was before the large stock market crash.
That's right. That was in October.
Yes. So did you, when you took the job, you had no idea that what was coming up. It looked like a nice, rosy future for you to get into the recreation department.
Well, it was a coming thing, and I had been chairman of the tennis committee in Long Beach for several years before that. And Jack Tate and I worked with this for several years. But in Recreation Park then, we did develop some tennis courts and softball diamonds, as well as the baseball diamond in Recreation Park.
Well, then soon after you went to work in the Recreation Department, the news of the Depression must have reached Long Beach.
It did, because my salary was reduced by 10%.
There, you found that out real quick.
Yeah.
Well, how exactly did that news, did you, other than the reduction in pay, how did you think the Depression was going to affect you?
As we, my wife and I, analyzed it in those days, we felt this way, that the businesses were in real trouble. But the city government, I felt, was going to go on.
I see.
Therefore, I felt that we were in a secure position to have a job where it would be a steady income, even though it would reduce his salary some, to go on. Mm-hmm. And then in 1932, two of us applied for the Assistant Director of Recreation, which office became vacant at that time, and Mr. Arnold held it before that. And I was the lucky applicant for the position of Assistant Director. That job went on over the years to become finally the Associate Director, from which job I retired in 1962.
Mm-hmm. Now, I read in the Rec Department's little history book that they have that your starting salary, they made an interesting comment I wasn't too clear on. It said you started at $3,600 a year less 15% for the city manager. What was this 15% cut? Do you remember what that was?
Well, originally the salary when I took the job as assistant director was $350 a month. But they felt that in my beginning I should be the manager, but I should be reduced by that much as a starting salary.
So that was just more of a normal working condition. It didn't have anything to do with the depression at the time?
Well, it had some, yes, because it was affected by the reduction in the original pay I had of $200 a month, and this was sort of carried on into the area of my new salary, which was reduced by this 15%, because I was new to that job, and also it was in, we were having warrants at that time. The city was quite depressed in their financial.
Now, how
the taxes were not being paid.
Did you personally get involved, or did you know some people who were didn't have the ability to pay their taxes? Did you know anybody who lost homes during the Depression?
The city picked up several pieces of property and eventually became parks because the taxes could not be paid on those acreages.
And that's very, were they vacant areas or undeveloped areas at
most
the time?
Most undeveloped areas.
Well, how do you remember the Depression affect the Recreation Department in its development? Do you think it managed very well during the Depression?
Well, during those years, we took on employees at the rate of 35 cents an hour. And there were people who needed work badly. At the same time, my brother was the Director of Public Service and City Engineer, and he was given a job, for instance, of putting to work over 375 men.
Did any of the Depression programs through President Roosevelt come through the Recreation Department? Was
yes.
Any of this financed?
Well, just as I said, my brother was given, through WPA, 375 men to put to work. Well, at that time, we were interested in having a stadium of some kind. So he started these men working with shovels and picks and wheelbarrows on the north side of Signal Hill to create a sort of a bowl up there. And they worked several years at this in these very primitive type of construction.
And that's what to you was what these programs were just was getting the men to work, whether just to be able to have them out there on the job.
In addition, we had a costume department, which was very useful to the public as well as our own people in putting on plays and carnivals and Halloween carnivals and so forth. And we had in there some 40 women who were on WPA. They were paid by WPA. And we were able to both construct, repair, recondition costumes that we used month after month by the Recreation Department.
Well, that's very interesting, and it's a very effective, and when I look back at it, it seems like a very effective program at the time.
Yes. Besides the costumes, we had properties such as booths and so forth that we used at Halloween time. We constructed various games through the Recreation Department by some of these men who were on WPA. We had in our office a man who was a draftsman, and he was on WPA full time.
Hmm. What else did the depression programs get into Long Beach besides WPA? Do you remember anything else?
Right now I can't recall, but there were some that came in after that.
I noticed one note in the rec department's biography that you attended several NRA conventions, one of them specifically way in Pittsburgh.
That's right. This was in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
And the city allowed me $100 to make the trip. It happened to be that we began before that being traitorous. So I hooked my trailer up and took my whole family, with a daughter 1 year old and a son 3, my trailer back to Pittsburgh and then beyond a little ways where my wife's uncle lived. And the family stayed with them while I went to Pittsburgh for the convention.
You must have seen a lot traveling back across the nation in 1935 as to what the Depression was.
That's right. That's right. Things were in very bad shape, even at that time, 35, as we went back through the country. Roads weren't in very good condition. And you can realize pulling a trailer in those days, the roads were very narrow, two-lane roads and so forth.
What kind of car did you have in 1935?
A 1934 8 horsepower.
So that got the job done, though.
I pulled a 16-foot trailer all the way back across the country.
How did you compare the conditions of Long Beach to the conditions you saw as you drove back to Pittsburgh?
I would say they were better in Long Beach than what we saw along the way.
Did you see in Long Beach, did you see red lines? Did you see people way out of line and in desperate straits?
Mostly waiting to get jobs and never giving shovels and picks and so forth to men who were musicians. They finally organized various musical and other and acting groups. Here's something that is very interesting along what you just asked. This is August the 14th, 1932. Really in the beginning years of the Depression. This is a Ralph's grocery ad, and I have it here in my hand. At that time, white or wheat bread, the 16-ounce loaf was 3 cents, the 24-ounce loaf was 4 cents. And it goes on through here, grapes were 7 pounds for 10 cents, leg of lamb was 20 cents a pound. Fish is 17.5 cents a pound.
That's very amazing. It's interesting.
Yes, if you compare these and go to Ralph's today and see what those things are.
We shop at Ralph's, I know.
Yes. The pears were 11 cents a pound, and the tuna or salmon. The small can was 9 cents. And the 1 pound can was 2 for a quarter.
Hmm.
So that, this goes through the whole gamut of their groceries there.
Why do you think things were better in Long Beach than they were in other parts of the country? In fact, California was an agricultural state?
Well, and the fact that in 1922, you see, oil came to Long Beach. And this helped the city somewhat, as well as the individual citizens.
Was the city getting, like they are today, tideland benefits from that?
No, not at that time.
But there were a lot of jobs.
And they had some oil wells on city property.
Oh, the city was drawing revenue from the oil wells.
What they called upland areas.
I see. So it kept the city solvent and in order to go into programs like a recreation department.
That's right.
Did the recreation department fare well during the Depression? Did it go onward and upward, or did it reach any low points?
Yes, because the the basis of the Recreation Amendment was the fact that they created a fund known as the Recreation Fund, consisting of a tax levy of 5 cents on each $100 of assessed valuation. And due to a ruling of the city auditor, because the charter said it that way, she insisted on putting our full amount in our account, even though taxes weren't being paid elsewhere on the general fund. She did go ahead with our recreation tax, put the full 5 cents for $100 assessed valuation into our fund. In February, during about 1938 or 1939, somewhere in there, the city attorney ruled that our fund had to take the reduction in taxes as well as the general fund, and taxes not paid.
Yeah, were there people in Long Beach at the time who thought that the recreation department was a luxury, that getting taxed for something that was not 100% vital?
Yes, there were both sides. I'll give you an incident that happened in Rotary. I was a member of Rotary for 34 years. I was there a little early, and one of the bankers came in. He said, "Frank, you've got to reduce somehow the amount that you have to pay for recreation. This is a luxury, and we can't afford these during these years." Before I got through talking with that banker, a second banker came in, and he was one of our very ardent softball interested people. And he said to me, as I stood talking to this other banker, "Frank, we've got to have at least four more softball diamonds." I said, "Shoemaker, you go ahead and talk to Scott. I'm going to go on and look." And that's exactly the way it was. There were both sides always. There were those who felt, and we had some councilmen who I considered to be skeptics. They knew the cost of everything but the value of nothing.
So the recreation was a relatively new concept, I suppose, in 1928 and through the Depression. And with the advent of depression and hard times, I can see where people would be skeptical of it. But the real value of recreation became very apparent during the Depression, didn't it?
Yes, yes. We were able to give classes and activities for those that had no money. At that time, in fact, everything we did was free to the public. I think the success of the Recreation Department and Commission was the fact that we had for its president Clyde Doyle, who was a very prominent attorney in Long Beach and became a congressman later on. He was our president for 14 years. And he had the interest in the people at heart completely.
We alluded to it and got away from it. We were talking about this NRA convention in Pittsburgh. Can you tell me what went on at a convention in Pittsburgh?
Well,
the NRA convention?
Yes. Previous to the convention, probably as much as 2 or 3 months, we would get letters to the recreation departments of Long Beach and requesting either Mr. Scott, who was the boss at that time, or me to serve on panels or in committees or in the sessions of some kind to discuss, well, for instance, how to best light a softball diamond. This was in the sports section, of course. And we were putting in softball diamonds, so we would be active on that panel or whatever it was that discussed the procedures and how to get better softball lighting. Of course, my answer always was that to be softball lighting perfect this year, it had to be 10% more than it was last year. This is the way that the ball players kept us going. And there were sessions on dramatics, sessions on administration, and the whole gamut of how you ran a recreation department. And then you would come back and be able to give to your staff the answers and perhaps some of the suggestions that we got at those conventions. It was a very educational process. There was some fun, yes. We took a day's trip through that city on buses to see what they did and how they did it. Then they would come back with ideas for our own department. I was fortunate, being the assistant director, that Mr. Scott, the director, allowed me to go every other year. So in 30 years, I went about 13 times. And he went the other times to the various conventions. But it's an educational process completely.
In Long Beach, what would you say was Long Beach's biggest problem during the Depression?
Well, money was one of the problems, because even though we picked up some areas, like Silverado Park, that was a tax delinquent situation that they weren't able to get very reasonably. We needed equipment, we needed personnel, because the city was still expanding somewhat all the time. And new areas had to be developed. We were able to, as we progressed, to elevate various departmental employees without going outside.
In Long Beach happened to be the home of the Townsend Plan during the Depression. I saw a note that the Recreation Department sponsored in 1938 a Townsend picnic at Bixby Park.
That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about not only the Townsend Plan, but how it was felt about in Long Beach?
Well, we were already accumulating quite a few elderly people in Long Beach. The climate here was all in favor of all the people living here, if not too drastic either in winter or summer. We've had some pretty hot days this summer, but this is the first thing that those people were here. And he started working with those elderly. He had the municipal band, and this was a place you'd go to see 2,000 or 3,000 people in any afternoon to see them and hear them play at the band shell. And we put on what was called our Monday night program, the Recreation Department, in the auditorium. This is from 1931 on. Every Monday night, we would have around 2,500 people there. But we had, first of all, music of some kind. Some private studio would furnish a program. This was in between the singing of popular songs for about 20, 25 minutes. And we had the program of this studio to put on dancing, maybe it was a band, whatever it was. Then we wound up with 2 hours of square dancing, with some round dancing mixed in. And this was a completely free program. We came there and enjoyed the evening. Finally, to get some money back out of it, we had a donation. We picked up a collection. And this is the way that program went for years and years and years.
And this was a program strictly designed for the senior citizen?
No, but for the public. We had young people there also, but it was primarily. We had a fellow 96 that came from Dendale every Monday night down to our regular program there.
So this gathering was a natural attraction for the Townsendites and
that's
the
right.
Townsend.
That's right.
And so he began to make his inroads in there. Did he have a pretty widespread following here in Long Beach?
Yes.
Can you tell me something about his program and or as you remember it and how he was accepted?
Well, all I can remember really about him is that he had many applications for the use of parks and so forth with Van Chels, to have meetings or to have groups gather for either a band concert or something, that he would be able to do some speaking about his program. Now, just exactly what it was, I cannot tell you.
But he had a lot of people. He had a lot of people to talk to.
That's right, and he had these in various parks. Either a picnic or something he would organize, and eventually the thing that took the place of those was the various all-states picnics.
Oh, I see.
Right. Iowa. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was.
So Long Beach, even in those days, had a large population of other residents.
That's right.
People
that
come to the California Long Beach.
We were one of the peculiar people.
One of those
born here.
Yeah, I suppose so.